Hey, Hawk Country.
Who am I talking to?
This is Russell. How you doing, JoJo?
What's up, Russ? How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. You're obviously doing well. You're hype. I like it.
Oh, man. It's a beautiful morning. I've been up since 4 a.m. I went to the gym. I did my workout. I got to take my dog to the park. I have my smoothie already. I'm drinking my coffee. Boy, hey, life is good.
Yeah, you're making me tired, all that activity there. That's... Good to stay up on things because you got a lot of things on the go right now. So you got to keep on top of everything, right?
I am, dude. I'm out in Vancouver. Y'all, I miss you guys out there, man. I wish I could spend more time. I was talking to my lady about it the other day. We're trying to figure out, you know, Vancouver is like one of the highest expensive places to live in the world or something like that. So I was thinking, like, if we were to move anywhere else in Canada, where would it be? I was talking to my lady. We decided we were going to move to Halifax if we were going to move anywhere.
Well, hey, you know, we definitely welcome you with open arms, but you know that we're a welcoming sort. And of course, you know, the housing market, it's still up there, but at the same time, it's not Vancouver. So
yeah, listen, yeah. Man, anything is better than $4,000 a month of rent.
I hear you.
We're splitting it. Don't worry. ain't nobody in their right mind can afford that.
No, seriously. Well, we did have you back in the province for Country Rocks the Hub this summer, which was nice as things were kind of slowly getting back to normal.
Yeah, that was fantastic, man. The fact that, you know, we took these lemons that the world gave us and made some delicious lemonade is all the business, man. I'm super pumped that we got a chance to come out and play and do what we love to do because it had been so long.
Seriously, lemonade with a pinch of vodka. Ian says hi, by the way.
Tell Ian to quit blinding everybody with that ring.
Yeah, he loves the rings. Hey, those rings are historic. new EP, Sky Full of Stars. Congratulations on that. Lead single is on the air now here at Hawk Country, Broken Umbrella. We just played it three songs ago. Exciting stuff.
Yeah, dude, this one is something else. I feel like, you know, and you know this too, you've been around the game long enough to know that, like, as an artist, what we're trying to do is get better and better and better. And I really feel like, man, I'm not sure how we're going to top these songs because I love all of these songs. I'm so proud of when the pandemic hit, me and my producer, Scott Cook, we went to work, you know, instead of sitting and hibernating and hoping and praying and wishing, we went to work and we dug hard to get these songs and we spent hours and hours recording and I think, man, I'm feeling really pumped about this. So I hope that people give it a chance. I hope that people take a second to listen and you know, I hope the last song or two makes them feel something, you know?
As an artist, right? That's exactly what you want.
If it doesn't make you feel something, it's not the right song for you.
Well, that's it. And I mean... You know, you say that how you're going to top these things. Well, you've already got some huge hits under your belt that you have to top those, I guess, in a sense, right?
Yeah, I guess so, man. And I honestly, dude, I think we did it with these songs. I again, like I said, man, I'm not good at a lot of things, but I know that with this batch of songs, I really feel like we crushed them. And again, like I said, man, I just hope it makes somebody feel something because end of the day, that's been my motto since day one, is if it doesn't make you feel something, I'm not going to sing it, right?
You must be pumped for the upcoming CCMA Awards. Like, you got a busy bunch of things to take care of there.
Yeah, man, it's super cool, dude. This is my very first time performing on, like, the CCMA stage. You know what I mean? Like, last year I got to do the CCMA show, which is really cool. We did it in the barn. We did it in Ormondante, and it was super, super rad. The CCMA killed it with, you know, collab with Boots of Hearth and it was super, super awesome. And that was fun. But I never played on the stage with, like, you know, with the people in the stands and all the lights shining. And, you know, that's always been a dream of mine. So the fact that I get to knock that one off my bucket list for the first time is I'm over the moon.
Oh, nice.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, man, as you should be. That's a big deal, man. You know you made it when you're performing amongst your peers, right? That's it.
That's it, man. And it feels nice that that I get to be one of those guys that take the stage, man. And there's so much dang talent in this genre, man. It's nice to be a part of it.
You've been a part of it for some time, so don't cut yourself short, young fella.
Appreciate you, Rev.
Listen, man, I also want to bring this up because, you know, during the pandemic, I think mental health was a huge thing to a lot of people. And I love that much more we are talking about things. So I just want to say I love the work that you've been doing with mental health, with your Mental Health Monday series that you kicked off back in early 2020.
Thank you, man. and that was a big deal to me. I was really going through it, and selfishly, I may have started it for my own benefit, you know, hoping that somebody else would be feeling the same way that I'm feeling, and hopefully I would be able to connect with them. And sure enough, there was more people than I could have imagined that are feeling the same way that I was feeling, and that tuned in, and that, you know, helped make it what it was. And I feel so grateful that I got to meet so many cool people, man. And I got to bring so many people in. We got to set goals together, crush goals together. And I think that was really, really cool. I'm feeling really, really, really pumped about that one. I got a whole bunch of things in the works to align with that coming up soon. But nice. I can't tell you nothing yet. Right?
Good.
I can't
tell you. I'll take the tease. That's cool. I'll bite on that. I'll bite on that. No, man, I think we all deal with it in our own way. And I think having people, especially folks like yourself with a prominent platform, to come out and chat about it, I think that's so important. And I think we just need more of that. So.
I agree. I completely agree, man. And the good thing is in Canadian country music, we got the big heavy hitters. We got guys like Dallas, and we got people like Jess Mosca, women like Jess Mosca, Luke, who, you know, are also big time advocates for it. And I'm just so pumped to be, you know, to have them in my corner and to be in their corner when, you know, when things start to hit the fan, we're always there for each other. I wouldn't have survived if it hadn't have been for them, and I'm sure they feel the same. So, you know, we're all in it together, and it's nice to know that we are all in it together. We aren't alone. You know, smartest thing you could ever do is reach out for help, or reach out to somebody who, whenever you need it.
It's not an easy run, right? No one ever said it was easy. So listen, after the big award show, and of course you can't tell me anymore about the irons in the fire that you talked about for the mental health aspect, but what else is on the horizon for one JoJo Mason?
I wish, believe me, Buzz, I wish I could tell you everything. I can't, because I would get in a lot of trouble, but I can tell you that there are some very, very, very cool things coming down the pipeline, man. I can't wait to share with you. I'm sitting there trying my best not to just like spurt it out right now. So
it's all good. Listen, did we leave anything out? Was there anything that you wanted me to touch on that we didn't hit?
No, man. I think we crushed it. I'm super pumped that you took some time out for me, and I appreciate you, dude.
And likewise, it's always a good chat with you.
Yeah, man. Next time I come through, we got to make sure we get some donors.
Yeah, baby.
Have you seen my boy Tony lately?
Yeah, I'm there quite often.
Well, tell him I say what's up. He probably won't remember me, but tell him I say what's up. I can't wait to come.
He's a country fan, so yeah, I bet you he does.
Tell him to holler at me, all right?
We'll do. JoJo's looking for a title sponsor on this next tour.
Tony, don't ask. Let's go.
You got it. That's a wicked sell line. I'm going to send that to Leo right now.
Right on, buddy.
JoJo, thank you so much for taking the time, and look forward to seeing you on the show.
Carry yourself, my man. We'll talk soon.